It is a Patriots Friday. Miami Dolphins in town at Gillette Sunday to face the Patriots. And Jelani Tavai on a Patriots Friday is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. Hey, Jelani, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm just excited.
Excited for Sunday? Excited or excited to be on the show? I can always tell.
Both.
I get to, excited.
No, huh? I'm excited for my Fridays, man. It's always, it's a nice little getaway from meetings. So.
Oh, good. All right. So basically saying you're on this show to get out of meetings. I feel the same way. well, listen, I'm going to start right off here. A bit of a report that the Patriots locker room is perhaps teetering on mutiny. That would mean that there would be a revolt against the captain of the ship or the captains of the ship. How is that locker room, and is that a wildly inaccurate report from your perspective?
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's definitely not like that in the locker room. I think that the past few weeks actually brought the locker room even closer, and especially on the defensive side. You know, we got a lot of our new leaders who are stepping up, and you know, we had a big message yesterday from one of our teammates, you know, on how we gotta, you know, we just gotta take another step, you know, we gotta do extra, we gotta do more, in order for us to, you know, get things rolling.
Was that Drake May who gave that message?
No, that was one of our defensive guys.
Jelani,
I think Drake's waiting for his opportunity before he can speak. He wants to show by action first.
Yeah.
Jelani, the way many of us have viewed the outbursts, or the, you know, whether it's the commentary from Devon Godchow on this radio station about players being selfish, that all of this is born out of Bill Belichick leaving and a new head coach in town that may not maintain the same type of discipline when it comes to talking about team matters in public. How would you react to that?
I don't think that's I think that DG's, like, message was more of us, like in order to play good defense, you have to have 11 guys on the same page. You know, when one guy's being a little selfish on the field, it means that he's, like, either trying to make a play, or he's going out of his way to make a play instead of just setting the edge, or just, you know, doing his 111. So I don't see his messages saying that we're undisciplined or you know, whatever. I think he's just trying to tell us, like, we got to take accountability for our mistakes on the field, because those plays where, you know, one guy's not doing his job creates a, like, you know, a 30-yard bomb or a 20-yard scramble, or it's a critical situation, you know. So I think it's more on the lines of that. But I think Mayo's doing a great job on making sure that guys are in line and you know, disciplined if need be.
But Jelani, for us, when we hear Godchow say something like that, it piques our interest. But then when we have Covington kind of say the same thing, that some guys are being selfish, it's shocking to me to hear you say that, especially on the defensive side of things in the locker room, it's brought you guys closer together. Could you maybe be more specific for what Covington meant when he said that guys are being selfish?
I think it's still in the same lines of what I just said. You know, like when one guy, it's always like one guy or two guys, like, and I'm talking specifically about plays, you know, guys who, you know, who are trying to do more than what they should on the field, you know, like, if they're supposed to play the A gap and then play the secondary gap, you know, but instead on this play, they're going to play the B gap immediately because they thought that the play was going there, you know? And then just for the guys who are, you know, not watching film or doing the little things on their body, we've gotten guys who are on top of them now, like, who are, like, if they see somebody, like, see some of the stranglers, they're trying to pull them along. That way we can, you know, dial in, because the offenses that we've been playing, you know, that Shanahan tree, it's very, you got to be on your P's and Q's against them, because you see a lot of formations. You see them building formations. So when guys aren't studying and doing that, that's them being selfish. You know, that's, and when they're not doing their job, that's them being selfish. I don't see people in the locker room, you know, in there trying to create pods and, you know, are like trying to say, oh, this isn't right, I should be here, da-da-da-da-da. To be honest, I see more guys shutting that down if that's the case, you know. So those are the things that I see when guys are being selfish. But like I said, we've got strong leaders.
Last week, this defense struggled at times again with basic tackling. Is that something you guys are talking about and are frustrated about?
This past week?
Yeah, at times.
I don't think it was more of our tackling. I think it was more of us containing the edge and then, you know, on big plays. I think that we did a great job on making sure that we were game tackling because, you know, that was a really good back that we played last week. And, you know, yeah, definitely, yeah, probably at times we probably missed a few tackles. But like I said, it was good to see everybody running to the ball because that's one way that we can avoid missed tackles.
Jelani, how do you guys, I know it's human nature as a player. I mean, we've all been there. We've all gone through it. When the team's not doing well and wanting to do more, which could potentially lead to, you know, looking like, all right, guys could be selfish. How do you and make sure that you guys as a veteran leader in that locker room, make sure you don't allow the struggles to kind of separate the, you know, separate where you guys are in that locker room? How do you make sure as a leader that you're staying on top of that and staying on top of guys and policing that locker room so you don't run into those issues where it can become a little divided because of, you know, not playing as well as you should be?
I mean, we kind of had that situation last year, you know, where everybody thought that the locker room was, you know, on the brink of destruction. But, you know, I think the guys, I mean, we go through so much in training camp, and you see the frustration in training camp because everybody's trying to win a job, win, like, have job security. And it's the same situation now, you know. As much as we're, like, you know, the season's not looking so well right now, the guys want to win, you know. We're like, this is not what we want to put on film. And you know, guys are stringing each other along. We're bringing each other along, and we're trying to make sure that, like, from here on out, we're trying to string games along as well. So I don't know. It's I believe that our guys are doing the right thing, and we're trying our best to make sure that, you know, we're studying extra. We're making sure the younger guys know how to create a routine and build on that routine. And then for older guys, we're trying to make sure that they're, you know, the things that they say and the things that they do correlate with each other, because we don't want hypocritical leaders, which we don't have. You know, we have great leaders that talk to us and make sure that we're on top of our stuff. So, you know, it's just us as players to know that, you know, it's we're still, what is it, week five right now? We're still in week five. It's a 17-game season, and, you know, we have more than enough time to turn this around, and I know we will.
You said that, you know, the guys just want to get together and win, and I don't doubt that for a second. Do you think Jacoby Brissett gives you the best chance to win at quarterback right now?
Yeah, I don't know. That's you got to ask Coach Mayo about that one. That's my job is to make sure I make the right calls, make some tackles, and get the ball back into their hands.
But does it come up in the locker room? Like, are there guys that say they'd like to see Drake May?
I'm more worried about the defense. I'm trying to make sure that we're on top of our communication, because, you know, that's one of the biggest things that we need to have on defense. So,
put your hands over your ears in the locker room and go, nah, I want to talk defense.
Earmuffs.
Yeah, exactly. As much as we want to ignore the noise outside, it's, you know, sometimes it might be in here, but like I said, everybody in here has been doing a great job on, you know, bringing the and making sure that we're doing the right thing in here.
As a defense, you guys now have the Dolphins. They're the worst in the league when it comes to average points scored. How important is it for you guys to take advantage of a team like this?
I mean, every game is different. You know, a lot of teams like to play us differently, and you know, all we have to do is prepare. And even though they have the worst, like you say, statistically they're the worst team scoring wise. They have threats. You know, we're not going to just throw shade at them because they have a very explosive offense, and you know they really could score at any time if they really dial in. You know, especially after losing Tua. So we're not going to just go into this game thinking it's going to be sunshines and rainbows. We got to prepare as if, you know, Huntley's about to, you know, have his Pro Bowl season again.
Well, listen, we're in Newport, Rhode Island, and there's a whole bunch of Patriots fans who want to wish you luck on Sunday. Am I right? Listen to that, Jelani. They're with you.
I appreciate it.
They're with you. They are trying to will. They're manifesting it. Uh-oh. Win right now. All right. So we appreciate you taking the time this morning.
I appreciate it.
All right, go get him. There's Jelani Tavai.
That'll fire you up.
We gotta take a quick.
What? Wow.
We can get to your thoughts.
Awesome.
Coming up, we will roadshow at the Audrain Automobile Museum as a part of the Audrain Newport Concourse Motor Week. Jay Leno coming up here with us in about 45 minutes at 8:45.